All right, today we're going to read from the Gospel of John. And I think in the bulletin it says we're reading verses 1 through 10. We're actually reading verses 11 through 18. That was probably my mistake too. So just in case you think I'm perfect, just in case. So if you have your Bibles, you're welcome to read along with me as we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, beginning with verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of His holy word, and let us pray together. Gracious God, as always, we are so thankful for the opportunity we have today to gather together in this place, lift our hearts and our voices in worship of You, and we are thankful, Lord, for the way that Your Holy Spirit has worked through our gathering thus far, and we pray that Your Spirit would continue to work among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase, and I pray, Lord, that my words would be Your words. And God, as always, we humbly ask that You would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts, so that the words that You have for us today might be more for us than simply information. But we pray, Lord, that Your words might dig deeply within us, that they might reach our hearts, that they might transform us from the inside out. And all this we ask in the name of Your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in His name that we've offered this prayer, saying, Amen. You know, of all the curious images that Jesus used to explain Himself, to explain His ministry, one of the ones that we are the most familiar with, and I think maybe comfortable with, and maybe too comfortable with, is Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Back in the back corner there, you can see, if you take a look at our stained glass window, and every time I see a picture of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, Jesus' clothing is very white. He looks like he is having a really good time, and he's carrying a little lamb. When we think about what being a shepherd was in the day of Jesus, put that as far from your mind as it can get. It was a dangerous job. It was a smelly job because, you know, the sheep smelled like sheep. You know, and they wandered around from place to place grazing in that dry, arid land of Israel. And not only that, it could be very dangerous. And it was hard to keep up with the sheep. It was very important that you kept all those sheep because that was your income, that was your money, that was your livelihood. So you didn't want one of the sheep to get lost. It's interesting to me that Jesus compared Himself to a shepherd and said, "I'm a good shepherd." Many years ago, my grandparents owned a farm for years in Hickman County. They ended up moving to Nashville, but they kept their farm. And when I was probably 11 or 12 years old, they invited me to go there with them for 2 weeks. They went and stayed in the summer. They had a guy that rented the farm that was keeping the farm working. And for the first week I was there, I thought it was the greatest thing ever. You know, to be out there in the fresh air and running through the corn and hiding and having fun and doing all the things that young boys do, it was just great. And then I told my grandfather, I called him Papa, and I said, Papa, I think I want to be a farmer. He said, you do? And I said, yeah, I think I want to be a farmer. And he said, well, I'll talk to the guy that was renting the farm. And he said, maybe we can find some things for you to do. And the very first chore that we had was to muck out these stalls. If you don't know what that is, look it up on the internet, Google it or something, okay? Because I don't want to go any further with that. But let's just say it was a messy job, it was a stinky job, and it was hard work. And with that, my grandfather cured me of ever wanting to be a farmer. You see, it's hard work. And see, that's what I think we have with the Good Shepherd. We have this idealized picture, just like the stained glass of Jesus, you know, being out there, being clean, and he's got this nice little white sheep. We don't see the danger. We don't see the problems. We don't see how tough it was to be a shepherd. To be a shepherd. And you know, it reminds me of how hard it must be for God to love us when we act like sheep a lot. We wander around from place to place. We have to be guided. Sometimes we don't want guidance. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we want to do the right thing. Other times we are so far away from the right thing. And sometimes, just like sheep, we end up wandering away from the flock and we end up getting ourselves in danger, in trouble. In the passage I read you, Jesus said, the shepherd takes care of the sheep and watches the sheep, unlike the hired hand, because the sheep don't belong to the hired hand. So if a wolf comes, the hired hand is liable to run away. He's not going to go protect the sheep. But the good shepherd will do that. He loves the sheep, and he will protect them. But maybe the most striking verse that sticks out in my mind as I reread this passage from the Gospel of John this week is the fact that Jesus says, there are other sheep that I've got to go to and bring into the pen. There are other sheep, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. And it reminds me that however many people that we have in the church, however many people come to church, however many people we have together, there's always more. There's always more. There's always others that could benefit from learning of the love that the Good Shepherd has from them. The problem that we have with this is that when we're here in this place, it is very comfortable. It is air conditioned. It smells pretty good. Unless you don't like the cologne or the perfume of somebody. Anyway, I mean, really, it does. It's comfortable. The seats are padded. There's not much required of us when we're here than to turn our hearts and our minds to God. It's really easy to be here. But Jesus said, I must go to other sheep and bring them in. And brothers and sisters, I think this reminds us what the church is supposed to be doing. What we as the church are supposed to be doing. Because if Jesus, in the Gospel of John, at this point in his ministry, was not satisfied with the sheep that he already had around him, we can't be satisfied either. And the problem that we have is that sometimes the sheep that are outside the pen of the church, if you will, they don't look like us. They may not talk like us. And if we're really honest, some of those people that are outside the church don't smell very good. They don't. And Jesus reminds us that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In another place, Jesus said the shepherd would leave the 99 and go after the one that was lost. Because the 99 in the pen, that might be us, are already saved. They're already taken care of. They're already in the safe place. It's the one that remains, the outsider, the person that is out there that needs to know that the Good Shepherd exists. So, brothers and sisters, I think that you and I ought to be more challenged by this idea of the Good Shepherd than we are, because I think what we've done is we've sanitized it. We've made it look really good for a stained glass window, and it has not a whole lot of connection to the reality of the world, the reality of what is out there. The chief rabbi of England said a couple of years ago that only one time in the Old Testament does it say, love one another. One time in the Old Testament. But 36, 37, 38 times in the Old Testament it says, love the stranger. Love the one who's different. Take care of the one who is an alien, a foreigner among you. Which is really challenging to us, and it's challenging to me. Because you know what I like to be around? I like to be around people who are just like me. The problem is there are no people that are just like me. There are some people who think like me. God love them. There are some people who have similar interests that I do. But this really challenges me to think about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Not being worried so much about those of us who are already in the safety, in the pen, in the church, but worried about the people that are on the outside. The people perhaps that nobody else is worried about. The people that are the strangers, the aliens, the foreigners. Those who are easily overlooked. Those whom we might not think about, because it's much too easy to stay right here in our comfort zone. So I hope that you see as I do that the image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is much less comforting and much more challenging maybe than I ever thought it was before. Because I think Jesus was serious. He said, I still have work to do. I still have things to do. There are other sheep, other flocks that must come into the fold. I still have things to do. And the great thing for us, brothers and sisters, is that means we have a lot to do. And I think the main question we have to ask ourselves today is, are we satisfied with knowing that there are other sheep outside our walls? That there are sheep out there who are different, who look different, who might speak differently, who might not, again, smell so nice for whatever reason. Because you see, Jesus makes it clear that he's willing to go wherever the lost sheep might be. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, are we willing to go where the lost sheep are? Are we willing to bring the others into the pen, into the safety, into the arms of the Savior? Are we willing to go out and do what we need to do? Or are we satisfied with where things are? Of all the things that I know about Jesus after trying to follow him for some 40, 45 years maybe now, Jesus is not interested in our comfort. He's not interested in our comfort. Now that doesn't mean that we need to all move out of our homes, wear sandals and a robe, walk everywhere we go. It doesn't mean that. It does mean that Jesus is always gently gently calling us beyond our own comfort zones, beyond that which we know, beyond that which makes us feel safe, so that we might encounter the other, the stranger, those that are outside. And perhaps Jesus is calling us to go where He already is, out amongst the sheep that are lost, out amongst the sheep that are not safe, out amongst the sheep that are not just like us. So my prayer for you and for myself, as we consider this passage today, as we think about this challenge that Jesus has given to us, we need to ask ourselves honestly this question: am I willing to follow Jesus? Am I willing to follow the Good Shepherd as He goes out to find the lost sheep? Or am I content to sit in the pen and go, bye, bye, bye? Because if we are going to be the people that God calls us to be, if we're going to escape the comfortableness of our own Christianity as we understand it, we might find that Jesus is calling each one of us gently, easily, to step a little bit out of our comfort zones, to go to those places and those people that we never thought we would go before. And what we know is that if we are willing to follow Jesus' lead, we'll find out when we get to wherever it is that God has called us that Jesus is already there. He's already there. He's just waiting for us to follow. Will you and I be willing to follow our Savior, to follow the Good Shepherd wherever it is that He might lead us? Or are we content to stay in the comfort zone of our pens? Because I think Jesus was very serious when He said, I have other sheep that are not of this pen. I have other sheep. I have others that need to come in. May we never forget about the others, and may we always follow Jesus wherever He may lead us. Amen. Amen.